Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, could you repeat for the listeners the main findings of the report? What was the percentage breakdown of backgrounds of our reporters on mainstream news programs?
Sure. So what we did was we examined the 19,000 news items broadcast by Australian television across the country. And in this two-week sample, we found that more than 75% of their presenters, commentators, and reporters were from Anglo-Celtic background, while only 13% were from European background and 11% from non-European and Indigenous background. Now, this does not match the Australian demographics, where non-Europeans and Indigenous people make up 24% of the Australian population. So to some extent, these numbers also get worse, because what happens is that when you look deeper into each of the items, people from non-European and Indigenous background actually appear on television news screens for only 6% of the time. So you can see the numbers really don't add up. So we felt that basically, you know, seems to be that the Australian television news and current affairs programs are overwhelmingly selected, framed, and presented by journalists and commentators from Anglo-Celtic background.
Right, and your article mentions your article on the conversation that is mentions a lack of concrete plans by news and current affairs leaders to change and improve their representation. So, do you have any suggestions on how we can increase representation in news programs?
Yeah, sure. So, in our research, what we did was we supplemented the, you know, looking at the programs and news items with interviews with senior news and current affairs leaders. And it seemed that although most of the leaders recognize that their outlets need to do more, or they need to reflect the diversity among their audiences, most of them, they had no concrete plan to change the situation. So it was almost kind of, yes, we have to do this, but not sure how and when. So what we suggested that in our research, which is basically by four universities and Media Diversity Australia, we recommended a systematic collection of diversity data in each newsroom. Then secondly, establishment of culturally diversity targets, which can be controversial, but unless you have some sort of targets, we are never going to get there. And also prioritization of diversity in the recruitment and promotion of newsroom staff. So when we did a research with the newsroom staff, it seemed like the research survey was filled by overwhelmingly by people from diversity background, because they felt that they were not getting the opportunity to actually showcase their talent, or they were not getting promoted. So it was pretty clear, you know, that there is an issue that we have in the newsrooms.
Of course. And given that Australians born overseas often turn to non-traditional media to consume their news, do you think that news media itself needs to update its model?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the thing is, look at the data. Australia's demographic mix has been changing for the last 2-3 decades. Now, television is one of the main sources of news. So if television does not tell stories about these multicultural Australians, then who will? You know, I mean, the fact is that if people want to watch news, when people watch news, they want to see themselves or their lives being reflected on the screen. And if they don't do that, so the first thing what happens is that people from multicultural background, they tend to then move away from television, because they say, well, you know, they're really not covering us, they're not telling our stories, and they go and look for news somewhere else. And we have done research in the past which has been very clear, where people from multicultural or diverse background tended to get their news from social media and from, you know, even just simple Google search and other online sources, rather than go to television. So if I mean, it makes totally economic sense that the Australian television and Australian media in general should be in such a competitive environment, looking at their own model to see whether how they need to connect with the various communities in Australia. So one of the ways to connect with your communities is by, of course, engaging journalists from diverse backgrounds, getting them to tell stories about diverse communities. And then, you know, how, that is how you kind of connect back into various communities in Australia. Australia is a multicultural country. So to that extent, it makes no sense that a media would not represent that multiculturalism.
Absolutely. And last but not least, do you think more diversity would improve Australia's attitudes towards people from multicultural backgrounds?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, research has shown again and again that positive stories which are told by the media do have an impact on social cohesion. They do help to bridge gaps in understanding between different communities. You know, as you actually watch other peoples, other communities, people from diverse background, their lived experience, you kind of become more sympathetic towards their predicament, their choices that they have to make in their lives. And then that in turn increases, you know, your implicit and explicit, you know, that you feel that, yes, we understand these people. They have similar kind of, you know, life experiences. So in that sense, they are not aliens or different people. So at the end of the day, we are all, you know, same human beings, and we have same emotions. So media just needs to help to build that gap, you know, bridge that gap by representing the lived experiences of all people coming from a variety of backgrounds.
Absolutely. Well, Asha, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great to talk about your study.
Thank you.